This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Woo! Taryn's dancing by herself.
Yep, Danny isn't here, so she's all alone jumping over there.
I bet Danny's jumping up and down in Albuquerque right now.
I like to think so.
Yeah, because you look very sad alone.
This feels like the weirdest party where nobody else is wasted except for our drunk Aunt Taryn, who's in the corner just losing her mind. Everyone's like, is somebody going to tell her that this isn't a nightclub?
Yeah, right.
There's no music playing. Oh, boy.
Let's get to Jamie from Lake Taps. Jamie, are you there?
Yeah, and I'm jumping up and down, too, with Torn.
That's all right, so Jamie.
It's drunk Jamie and drunk Auntie Taryn over there in the corner, just kidding.
And Steve and Sarah are just judging you both.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here. For those playing at home, Jamie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am, Sarah.
How many nickels do you need to make a dollar?
Nickels. 10.
No.
15.
No.
20.
There we go. Who is the host of the show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Oh, the blonde guy. Looks like a blonde guy. Pass.
Sean McVay is the head coach for what NFL team?
Sean McVay. Was it the Jets? No, was it? But pass.
What process is also known as the human body clock?
The heart?
No.
The brain?
No.
Pass. Oh my goodness.
Who played the title character in the sitcom I Love Lucy?
Lucy Ricardo or Lucy Ball? Lucille Ball.
Yes, yes. What is one half of a sphere?
One half of a sphere is pass. Oh my goodness.
In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, what is the name of the rat sensei?
Oh my gosh. Splinter.
What was that?
Splinter.
Yes. Jamie, right? You got 3 correct.
Oh, my goodness. You go, Steve.
You know, Steve could be off his game. He was probably up late last night, trick-or-treating in the rain with his daughter. He could be on a candy high.
There's a lot of factors to consider.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Jamie. She's such a vibe.
Now, what kind of vibe is that?
Friday vibe, baby.
All right, let's go.
The Friday fun vibe. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many nickels do you need to make a dollar?
How many nickels to make a dollar? 50?
No.
Oh, crap. The 25.
No.
I'll come back to it.
Okay. Who is the host of the show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Guy Fieri.
Correct. Sean McVay is the head coach for what NFL team?
The dumb Los Angeles Rams.
Yes. What process is also known as the human body clock?
Is it 20, Nichols?
It was 20, yes.
Okay, what is that?
What process is also known as the human body clock?
Sleeping?
No.
Pass.
Who played the title character in the sitcom I Love Lucy?
Lucille Ball.
Correct. What is one half of a sphere?
A hemisphere?
Yes. In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, what is the name of their rat sensei?
Splinter.
Correct. What band had the 90s hit sphincter. Song? Creep.
Radiohead.
Yes. A Maltipoo is a mix between a toy poodle and a what?
A Maltese.
Yes.
Would you have also taken Stone Temple Pilots for the creep one?
Of course.
Okay, cool. I don't know why. I just might have screwed myself because of my stupid brain, but I was very curious about that.
Yeah, yeah. I have that right here. Radiohead or Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay.
Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-3.
Ooh.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
She's a good sport.
Is it Julie?
Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Close. This question is confusing, so it was confusing to me.
I'm glad you asked it then.
Well, I would ask like 4 questions if I never asked questions that weren't confusing for me. What process is also known as the human body clock?
I was thinking your pulse, but I don't know.
Circadian rhythm.
Yeah, you people reference that.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Wow, and that's the only one you got wrong.
Circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never bothered to wonder what that actually meant, though. I'd be like, oh, my circadian rhythm is off.
Yeah, that means your human body clock is off.
What time does your... sorry, I was going to say, what time does your body wake you up if you don't set an alarm?
Like 7?
Yeah, mine's like 6:37. That's sad that that's sleeping in, but that is these days.
Oh, I'm like a noon, 1 p.m.
Yeah, we know that on the weekends when we have a group chat going at like 9 a.m. and we don't hear anything from Sarah until about like 12:30.
And then I don't even want to respond because you guys have literally had like 4 conversations by then when I was sleeping.
We should let Danny know in the group chat that all morning long we have not been wearing shoes.
That's very true.
And it's for a dumb reason, of course, because why wouldn't it be? And we have a simple question about this, so give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question. 206-803-ROCK. Your call is after 21 Pilots. The Daily Mix Show. There is a debate happening online about whether it is cool to take your shoes off at work and walk around in your socks at the office or not.
And it's funny because we saw this story this morning and like all of us wear our shoes at work because that's just what you do. And then our idiot brains are thinking, well, what is it like to walk around the office without shoes? So we decided that right at 6 a.m., we all took our shoes off and we've been walking around the studios and the station everywhere without our shoes on.
Yeah, and I even encountered a coworker in the bathroom and had to explain to her, hey, sorry, I know this looks weird, but was I'm not wearing my shoes.
Was she looking at your feet, or did you just want to just kind of just avoid any awkwardness?
I wanted to get out ahead of it.
Okay.
She didn't think it was too weird. I thought it was weird.
Well, now that you've been doing it for an hour, do you like wearing, or like not wearing shoes at work?
I didn't like it before I took my shoes off. Now that my shoes are off, I like it.
I'll be honest, when I saw this story, I'm like, yeah, you're freaking weird if you take your shoes off at work, but in the last hour... I've been very comfortable without my shoes on. I kind of like it.
Absolutely. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question of our rockaholics. And we will start with Paul in West Seattle. Paul, do you think it is weird to take your shoes off at work?
As long as you have clean socks and your feet don't stink.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, if you got like nasty socks with holes in them, I think it's best to keep your shoes on in that situation. Hey, Paul.
Well, not only that, you got to keep your toenails clipped too.
yeah, you got to have socks on. I don't think you could be walking around barefoot.
No, thank you,
Paul. Exactly. While we have it on the phone, then okay, that's not weird. But have you ever seen a coworker do anything weird at work? And if so, what pops into your mind?
Okay, well,
that's a little. So we hit the dumb button, even though you didn't curse. I was like, it's. So you found your coworker having some alone time in the bathroom?
Yeah, Absolutely.
Were
and
they
I just
still
turned around and walked away and let them get after it?
Did you ever talk to them afterwards, or you just kind of like, you know what, that's fine?
No.
Were they wearing shoes while they were doing it? I'm kidding.
206-803-ROCK, our simple Whoa. Question for Chuck in Des Moines. Chuck, do you think it is weird to take your shoes off at work?
Oh, no, I do it every day, but I work outside, so I do the Mr. Rogers. I got my transfer shoes, you know, like my Adidas shoes, tennis shoes, and then I go and put on my Gore-Tex waterproof boots.
I love that, Mr. Rogers transfer shoes.
You know what?
Yeah, it's all about it.
And some people are saying because of when the world shut down and a lot of people were working from home, it's almost like they decided to keep that same mindset of just being super comfortable at work.
Oh, I don't wear shoes in the house.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, people are so used to, like, you know, being in their house working from home with no shoes on. So when they go to work now, they're just like, well, I've kind of, like, gotten accustomed to not wearing shoes while I'm doing my work.
Yeah, well, have you ever tried to do line trimming with bare feet?
Oh,
it doesn't work too good.
Most weekends, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what about you then? We asked the last guy. He had an interesting story about the weirdest thing a coworker, he's seen a coworker do. What about you?
It was like a Stewart moment, you know, the one off of Mad TV or whatever it was. Look what I can do.
Oh.
Well, we're sitting there, and my coworker, she goes, look what I can do. And she peeled a banana and shoved it all in her mouth. If
Impressive.
You know what I mean.
I would like to see that.
Oh, it was great. We're all stunned. And yes, I still talk to her to this day.
So she didn't choke on it then?
Well, no. I perform CPR, whatever that Fair. Means, at my best, you know.
Thank
I'm almost
you, Chuck.
50, so I've been around it a lot.
Dude, my wife's like, how was your day at work? I'm like, well, you know, Alice, my coworker, just shoved an entire banana in her mouth. It was a great day at work.
Rockaholics, a member of our show met their match. And it was a 13-year-old boy, and it all happened because of Halloween. We're going to tell you what went down at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night was Halloween. Maybe you've got a little sugar hangover this morning. All of us were out busy celebrating.
Yes.
We had a wonderful Halloween. We typically go to my parents' neighborhood because they kind of live in one of those hot spots where you can hit, you know, a bunch of houses. There's cul-de-sacs to every direction pretty much. And my little baby boy is 5 and he was dressed up as Batman. He invited some friends over and he was so excited. It was basically like him throwing a little Halloween party for him and his buddies. And he could not have been more fired up before anybody even got there, before he was even in his costume. But then we suited up, we went door to door, we got completely drenched. We didn't even make it an hour before we had to get back.
It was shut down.
Brutal.
I think that was around as long as I feel like we might have went a little bit longer than an hour and a half. And then it was just like, this is getting kind of gnarly and I'm soaked.
Yeah.
And of course, the kids don't give an F.
No, they don't care at all.
They're just all hopped up on sugar and they have more opportunities for more sugar.
And for, I don't know what it is, but there's this trend in my parents' neighborhood where a lot of people have golf carts so they can like just kind of drive around the neighborhood.
Excuse me?
Yes. So like my parents have a golf cart. Some of the neighbors have golf carts.
Do they trick them up? Like have like little like spider webs on them?
And there were a handful of golf cart trick-or-treating, you know, vehicles happening, and it was really cool to see. Everybody had a blast, but man, it was soaking wet.
It was when we were at my at Tatum's great-grandma's house while, like, there were a couple trick-or-treaters, and it was kind of funny because the kids were trick-or-treating, and then all of a sudden you hear this loud yell of thank you from the parents. They were in a car falling down the street. I'm like, oh, yeah, they finally hit their breaking point.
Well, and we're all, you know, Washingtonians. We don't even own umbrellas in this state, you know?
Sid actually bought an umbrella yesterday, just in case.
I should have.
Yeah.
And how was yours, Migs?
So we usually go to Sumner for, like, their Street of Treats, but we decided to change it up a little bit. And I got to give a shout out to Puyallup. I never even thought to call it this, but downtown Puyallup, all the stores were handing out candy. Like, they were doing that kind of thing. The library, you could go in there and get candy. The pavilion had, like, a whole bunch of, like, blow-up, like, crazy things and big spiders. But what did they call it? Booyallup.
Genius.
I was like, that is amazing. The weirdest part about the whole thing, though, was we went to so many different places, and for some reason, I don't know if the city, like, got a discount deal on candy, but most of, like, these places had Andy's chocolate mints. Which I was like, that's a very strange thing. Mm,
two thumbs down.
What?
Oh, no, two thumbs up for me.
No.
I freaking love them. I just don't know if they're very popular with kids. It was Andy's Mints and Fruit Roll-Ups. Like, everybody was giving those out.
Those are so random.
I mean, I do love a Fruit Roll-Up, for sure.
Well, and Andy's are the ones that you get at, like, Olive Garden, right?
That's what I was convinced that maybe they found them, like, in a box downstairs, like, in a restaurant. And they're like, crap, we haven't had these at the front counter. F it, let's give them out to the kids. But shout out to a few of the places. They were handing out to the kids. Then they were like, hey, do any of the adults want some too? And I'm like, I kind of like one as well. And I didn't want to steal it from my kid. So that was kind of nice.
That is nice.
But then there was also the one place that was handing out. It was like a medical clinic. And they were handing out like a toothbrush. And Tatum's cousins. He had like a full meltdown, and I was all in for it. He's like, I don't want this. And then the people there were like, oh, we have candy too. I'm like, no, you got to bury the lead. You got to give out the candy first and then hand out the toothbrush.
Absolutely.
But then it started pouring down rain, and I got to give a shout out to one of the people in our family because she was just like, hey, kids, if we go to the grocery store and I buy you a bunch of candy, can we go inside now? And I'm like, that is brilliant. Kids weren't having it. They wanted to keep walking the streets. But eventually we did make it back to Grandma's house. And then it was fun watching Tatum hand out candy to other kids. She was having a blast with that.
That's adorable.
Yeah, so that kind of made my night. Sarah, and then we watched Thursday Night Football.
Of course.
And all was good in the world.
Sarah, how was your Halloween?
Well, I don't have any kids to take trick-or-treating, so I stayed dried, which was nice. But I ended up going to my mom's because she's in a development with a bunch of houses.
Okay.
And we hear it gets crazy. And she has a new-ish little dog, so she wanted help with him, and thank goodness I was there because...
He was going crazy?
He was going insane. He was on a leash in the house because... So it was my mom holding the dog while I was the one answering the door. I was in my zebra onesie, got a few compliments, but the best outfit I saw was a guy in a Hooters outfit, our exact... beautiful Hooters costume.
You got it from Amazon as well, then?
He sure did.
Did you ask if he listens to the Daily Mig Show? Because maybe that's where the inspiration came from.
I mean, I literally opened the door, and he was right there, and I screamed. And I was like, Mom! Mom! Someone's in a Hooters outfit! And then I was like, I have one, too. And I was going to wear it, but I was told it was going to be inappropriate. And then he was like, ha-ha, that's awesome. Because he was like a 13-year-old teenage boy. And then I was
about... I love that you're broing down with a 13-year-old boy.
You guys, and then I literally was about to ask if I could take his picture. And I was like, no, that would be creepy.
I'll be honest, though, there have been many times, like, when we were at home and there were the trick-or-treaters. Also, it's funny because Lulu would freak out, and there's always, like, that weird thing of, like, having to hold her back, and the poor kids would be kind of startled by that. But,
right.
But, like, there have been times where I've seen such cool outfits, I want to take a picture. Because I'm like, this just seems weird. I know it's not. I think, like, most people understand that you're just appreciating the costume. But it feels weird to be like, can I take a picture of your child?
Right, yeah. And I was thinking, okay, maybe if the kid was, like, 5 or 6 in a Hooters outfit. But I was like, no, still, that would be weird. Me being like, let me take a picture of you in your outfit.
Also be kind of odd if a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old was wearing a Hooters outfit.
It would be amazing. I was shocked that I saw anyone in a Hooters outfit.
I mean, I'm sure they have like a children's line, you know, onesies and things of that nature.
They should. Because we know if I had a kid, that's what my kid would be dressed up as.
Maybe that's a good reason why you don't have a kid.
Rockaholics, we want to know, how was your Halloween? What was the most memorable moment? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
How was your Halloween, Rockaholics? What was the memorable moment from last night that you want to tell us all about? 206-803-ROCK. Chris in Stanwood, you scared a kid. How did you do that?
Well, basically, you know, I have the dog problem, too, so I don't like people knocking on the door because the dog goes crazy. So I kind of block out the entrance of the garage, and they come in the garage and grab the candy.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I was sitting there like I was a nun, like with one of those like bank robber nun masks and like a nun costume, and I would just sit there in the garage. And when they come up and grab the candy, I would jump up, boo, and they'd run down, they'd, you know. So the kid had like one of those inflatable costumes on, and he tripped on it. He went, took off running down the driveway, and he tripped and broke his arm.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Were the parents right there?
I shut it down at like 6:30. I felt so bad. I was like, okay, we're done.
Yeah, I think I would put an end to my Halloween festivities as well.
Felt horrible. My dad was like, yeah, he's okay. I'm like, nah. It was pretty obvious that his arm was busted.
Oh, no.
So you...
Yeah.
Have you heard from them? I don't know if they came back to give you an update or anything like that, but...
No. He lives in our neighborhood. I was going to give him till about 9. Then I was going to go over there and drop off a bunch of candy and stuff.
Oh, man.
Just don't dress like a nun when you do it.
Yeah. No costume this time.
Dude, that's always the fear of our house. Like, whenever, like, when Lulu, like, we would try to make sure we would hold her. But, like, sometimes the door would open and some of these kids would just walk into our house.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is the most adorable and hilarious thing. But, like, it's just also kind of like... Oh, crap. And you can see the look on the parents' face. They're like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's totally fine. Like, these kids are just fired up to get candy.
I also just love that you have a vicious, what is it, a multi-poo?
It's a multi, what the hell is it? Yeah, multi-Sean.
Multi-Sean. Very scary.
Thankfully, it has no teeth anymore. So it's, and blind. So now when it runs at you, it hits a wall. Oh, it's completely cool.
206-803-ROCK. How was your Halloween, Rockaholics, and what was the most memorable moment?
We mentioned how like it's awkward to ask someone to take a picture with them because, you know, they're kids. It's, you don't want to cross that line, you know, even though you don't mean anything weird about it, but it's a weird thing to ask. So people are just saying, hey, get a ring cam. You'll get a pic every time. We were watching our ring cam, even though we had our lights off because we were at home. So we were watching our ring cam, and we were always like, oh, crap, there's someone at our door. Don't knock on the door. Use the doorbell because the doorbell doesn't go off in our house. It just goes off on our phone. And some people were knocking on the door, and I could hear, you know, the dogs barking. And I'm like, ah, crap, it's going to be a disaster when we get home.
Which of the dogs has a louder bark?
Oh, DJ does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, DJ sounds like a monster.
Young, throaty thing.
Yes, absolutely. Somebody said my youngest son went as Rubble from Paw Patrol.
Love!
So excited for his first actual trick-or-treat. He's 2 years old, got so many comments, and he would say, on the double, every time somebody went to the next, we went to the next house, it was awesome. And then my oldest, who's 5, got to show his brother, and he was very proud in his Mario costume. It was pretty awesome.
That is so precious.
We saw a few families dressed as the characters from Bluey.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a massive hit with all the kids because kids are yelling, which was kind of funny because the dad, I think, was kind of like really, I think the dad was feeling it more than the son. Because like every time anyone yelled Bluey, he would turn around and wave like, hello, kids. And I'm like, are you going to sign autographs and take pictures with everybody too, sir?
That's pretty awesome. I'm so glad we finally hit our Bluey phase. I would have been stoked to see a Bluey family last night.
Yep, absolutely. Someone said one time we showed up to a door. And the dog started barking. My kid started running and ran right into a tree. He was fine, but it was hilarious.
Oh, no. 206-803-ROCK. If you have any memorable Halloween moments, you can share them with us. What would you say was the best costume that you saw last night, Steve Miggs?
The best it goes right back to our big party that's going to be happening with Live Night. That's happening in December because the theme is A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Saw a lot of characters, but the one was a kid was dressed as the dog Zero. And Tatum loves that dog. So every time we saw anyone that had like the Zero costume going on, she got fired up. And then I in turn got fired up as well. So I'd say Zero from Nightmare Before Christmas was pretty freaking cool.
I am very excited that that is the theme for Live Night.
Yes.
And people, if you don't know what this is all about, we perform everything live on stage. And this year it's happening on Friday the 13th of December at Showbox Soto. And we have all sorts of crazy ideas every year that come together.
Ryan just popped into the office, our drunk in charge, Ryan Castle. And one of the things is going to involve a horn section. And he's fired up about it. And once he told me that's going to happen live at Live Night at the Showbox Soto, I can't wait for it to happen as well.
All right, Rockaholics. We want to see you there. Get your tickets at KISW.com. Now, I certainly hope someone was listening yesterday on Halloween to the men's room at 540 because I gave out three correct answers for the 750 edition of Beat Migs. And Steve, you've got a current record of 305 wins,
yep,
90 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.